بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon the noble prophet, his household, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 177. The benefits of this verse. The benefits of this verse. First benefit, that the birr, which is mentioned in this verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what means it is not al-birr, the piety and righteousness that you turn your faces towards east and west in prayers, but al-birr is the quality of the one who believes in Allah. So therefore, the first benefit is that al-birr, piety and righteousness, in reality is the belief in Allah and the belief in the last day, the prophets, the books, and so forth. And the belief in Allah first comprises four matters. First, the belief in His existence. Secondly, the belief in His Lordship. And thirdly, the belief in His divinity. And fourthly, the belief in His names and attributes. These are the four matters of belief in Allah. Belief in His existence, belief in His Lordship, belief in His divinity, uluhiyya, and fourthly, the belief in His names and attributes. As to the belief in His existence, this is proven by textual proofs, by physical perception, by intellect, and by the natural inclination. As to the proof from the textual proof, meaning for the existence of Allah, this is very clear. It's exemplified in the sending of the messengers and of the books of revelation. As to the evidence by way of physical perception, is that it's that which we know of the fact that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called and He responds, and this is in itself is a physical proof for His existence. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, most blessed and most high is He. As in Surah Al-Anbiya in chapter 21 and others, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds immediately to the call of the messengers, take for example the case with Noah alayhi salam, as in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:76, وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. And remember Nuh, when he cried to us aforetime, we listened to his invocation and saved him and his family from the great distress. Also in the same chapter 21 verses 83 and 84, about Ayyub alayhi salam, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. And remember Ayyub, when he cried to his Lord, verily distress has seized me, You are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. So we answered his call, and we removed the distress that was on him. As to the intellectual proof for the existence of Allah, we know that there is no occurrence without a cause bringing it to exist. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tur, verse 32, verse 35 of 52, قال تعالى أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. All this magnificent universe, were they created by nothing, or were they themselves the creators? This magnificent universe in its order and its changes and occurrences, it's inevitable that it has an originator bringing this to exist, and he is Allah, the creator of everything, because these things and this creation cannot come on its own, because before its existence it is nothing, it is non-existing, it is Adam, non-existence. And non-existence, as its term, as its meaning tells, there is no existence of it. And no creature can bring it to exist because of the greatness of it and magnificence of it. As to the proof of the fitra, the natural inclination, this is clear in the sense that if man is left in accordance with his natural way, he would continue to be a believer in Allah. And the evidence for this is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 44. تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم. The seven heavens and the earth and all that is in therein glorify him, and there is not a thing but glorifies his praise, but you understand not their glorification. Truly he is ever forbearing, oft forgiving. Now even other creatures other than man are on the natural inclination of knowing the Lord Ar-Rabb Azza wa Jal. As to the belief in his lordship Ar-Rububiyyah, it means the belief that he is alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sole creator for this universe, the one who possesses the kingdom and the one who runs all the affairs. All these evidences we went over testify for his lordship. And the mushriks, when the revelation was sent down upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the mushriks then, the disbelievers, they testified for this aspect of his lordship. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Say, O Muhammad, who is the Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the magnificent throne? The answer comes on the tongue in their admission. سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. They will say, it is for Allah. And the verses like this are many. As to the belief in his divinity, uluhiyya, it means the belief that there is no true God in existence who deserve to be worshipped except Allah, and that all others taken as gods are false and futile, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj in chapter 22, verse 62, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرِ. That is because Allah, He is the truth, the only true God of all that exists, who has no partners or rivals with him. And what they, the mushriks, the polytheists, invoke besides him, it is batil, falsehood. And verily Allah, he is the most high, the most great. As to the belief in his names and attributes, it means we believe in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed to himself from all the names and attributes, and we believe in all of the names and attributes affirmed to him by his messengers. An affirmation without likeness or resemblance to the creation, and without negation of its of the realities of the names and attributes and their meanings. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ash-Shura 42:11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Nothing is like unto him, and he is the all-hearer, all-seer. And the evidence for this also is in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 180. قال الله تعالى وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And to Allah belongs the most beautiful names, so invoke him by them. Call on him by them. Also in Surah Al-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 60. Allah Ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And for Allah is the highest description, and he is the Almighty, All-Wise. The second benefit of verse 177 of Surah Al-Baqarah is that the obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal is from righteousness. The obedience to Allah is from al-birr, from righteousness. And the third benefit is that the belief in the last day is from righteousness, is from al-birr. And this comprises all that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us regarding what takes place after death, like the trials and tests of the grave, its bliss and its punishment and torment. And as regard the establishment of the hour and resurrection, recompense, the sirat over hell, the bridge over hell, the scale, the books taken by the right hand or the left, paradise and its bliss, hellfire and its torment, and so forth that came in the book and the sunnah in general and in details. And the belief in the hereafter necessitates the preparation for that day by doing righteous deeds. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links in the Quran, in many verses, links the belief in the hereafter with the belief in him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the outcome of this is that the slave comes to the worship of Allah and his obedience. Because the one who says he is a believer in the last day, but he does not prepare for that, then his claim is defective, is deficient. And the degree of its deficiency is proportional to his lack of preparedness, as in the case, for example, if someone is told that rain is coming forth and he has some grains and he is told to go to cover the grains, it's known that if he doesn't believe in this that the rain is coming, then he is not going to cover it. And also, if he is told today an enemy is about to reach our territory, so take good guard. If he believes that the enemy will come, he will take preparation and will take good guard with his utmost ability. But if he doesn't do that, we know that he did not believe in this. So the belief in the hereafter requires preparation for that day. And number four, from the benefits of this verse, is that the belief in the angels, the belief in the angels is from righteousness, is from birr. And this includes the belief in their essence, their attributes, and their actions in general. That which we came to know in general, and that which we came to know in details. And it is known that some of the angels were specified to us and we came to know of them by name. Others were not. So anyone whom we know of by name, then we must believe in him and in his name as specified, like Jibreel alayhi salam, like Gabriel, like Israfil, like Malik, the keeper of hell, like Munkar and Nakir, if the hadith is authentic with this wording. And Al-Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah said concerning the hadith about Munkar and Nakir that it is authentic, that it is hasan, it is good, as in Sahih al-Tirmidhi. And Mikael, and the angel of death, we don't know of his name. His name is not specified to us. Some people say that his name is Azrael, but this is not authentic. Also, from those whom we know of their names are Harut and Marut. Also, regarding their deeds, some of them we know what they do, what are the tasks they carry, and others we don't. But we must believe in general that they are honorable slaves of Allah, complying to his commands. They have a share in running the affairs of the creation by the leave of Allah. Some of them are entrusted in the rain, some entrusted in the vegetation, others in the blowing of the trumpet. Others are entrusted with caring for the fetuses. Others are entrusted with recording the actions of the children of Adam. Others are entrusted with protecting the children of Adam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 11, قال الله عز وجل له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله. For each there are angels in succession before and behind him, they guard him by the command of Allah. All of this is by the command and by relief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they don't stand in opposition to Allah in no way. قال الله تعالى in Surah Saba 22 and 23, in verse in chapter 34, 23, 22 and 23, قل ادعوا الذين زعمتم من دون الله لا يملكون مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض وما لهم فيهما من شرك وما له منهم من ظهير ولا تنفع الشفاعة عنده إلا لمن أذن له. Intercession, say to those polytheists, call upon those whom you assert to be associate gods besides Allah. They possess not even the weight of an atom or a small ant, either in the heavens or in the earth, nor have they any share in either, nor there is for him any supporter from among them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels, are not supporters for Allah in any way also. Intercession with him profits not, except for him whom he permits. Until when fear is banished from there, the angels' hearts, there the angels say, what is it that your Lord has said? They say the truth, and he is the most high, the most great. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse negated everything which the polytheists cling to. They possess not even the weight of an atom or a small or the weight of a small ant, and they have no share in the heavens nor in the earth. Nor there is for him any supporter from among them. And intercession with him profits not, except for him whom he permits. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated the intercession, negated this in any way, except by his leave. And then he said, حَتَّى إِذَا فُزِّعَ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ, until when fear is banished from there, the angels' hearts, there the angels say, what is it that your Lord has said? This, when they hear the wahi, the revelation. So this tells that they don't have any share in running the affairs, but they are in compliance with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fifth benefit, that the belief in the books is from al-birr, is from righteousness. And this is to believe that each book which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down upon any of his messengers, then it is the truth. Truth in the news and justice in rulings. But we are not accountable towards working in accordance with these books except or in the case if it contradicts our Sharia, if it is different from our Sharia, because rulings differ. For certain nations it may differ, so we act in accordance with its rulings when they are different from ours. And it should be known that no messenger was sent except with a book that was sent upon him. And the evidence for this is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57, verse 25. فَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balance, the justice that mankind may keep of justice. Meaning with these messengers. Books were sent, revelations, scriptures. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2, verse 213, كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَأَنزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. Mankind were one community, and Allah sent prophets with glad tidings and warnings, and with them He sent the scripture in truth to judge between people in matters wherein they differed. So each messenger had a book with him. And the known books to us are the Torah, the Injil, the Gospel, Al-Zabur, and the records of Ibrahim, and records of Musa, and the noble Quran, and the glorious Quran. As to the records of Musa, the scholars differed whether the records are the Torah itself or not. Some of them said the records are different, other than the Torah, and others, however, said it is the same. As to those books which we don't know of, then we believe in them in general. So we say in our hearts and on our tongues, we believe in every book which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent upon any messenger. So in this case we intend that we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a book upon Musa alayhi salam, and that its name is the Torah, and he sent down upon Isa the scripture which is known as Al-Injil, and upon Dawood a book known as Al-Zabur. As to believing in what exists from them now, then this is not an obligation upon us. This is not an obligation upon us, because it is distorted and altered and changed. However, we believe that it has an origin. We believe that it has an origin, which was sent down upon the messengers. Six benefits. That the belief in the angels is from righteousness. So we believe in every prophet who received a revelation from Allah. So whoever we know of them in particular, in name, then we believe in him. And with respect to the rest, we believe in them in general. And there came in a hadith which was authenticated by Ibn Hibban that the number of the messengers was, as reported in this hadith, 300 and plus. And in it came in another narration to 315, and that the number of the prophets is 124,000. So if the hadith is authentic, then this is the news from the infallible Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we must believe in that. And the hadith, by the way, concerning the number of the messengers was reported by Al-Hakim from the hadith of Abi Umama, may Allah be pleased with him. And Al-Hakim said that the hadith is sahih in accordance with the condition of Muslim. And Al-Dhahabi agreed to Al-Hakim's authentication. And Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah in his book known as As-Silsila As-Sahiha, The Authentic Chain, which is a collection of authentic narrations, in the volume 6 of it, part 1, hadith number 2668, he said, as to the number of the prophets, the narration came from different ways. All of them have certain points that were criticized. And then he said, so the hadith is sahih li ghayrihi, authentic because of other supporting evidences, as in volume 6, part 1. Then our Shaykh rahimahullah said, and if the hadith is not authentic, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 78, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ. And indeed we have sent messengers before you, of some of them we have related to you their story, and of some we have not related to you their story. So we are not held responsible except to believe in that which have reached us. So those whom we came to know from the messengers, then we must believe in them in their names, in themselves and in their names. And those whom we don't know, then we believe in them in general. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:285, كُلٌ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. And the messenger believes in what has been sent down to him from his Lord, and so do the believers. Each one believes in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. They say we make no distinction between one another of his messengers. And in the Quran, ...24 messengers were named. We read in Surah Al-An'am, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ, in chapter 6, verse 84, in reference to Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ, and we bestowed upon him, meaning Ibrahim, إِسْحَاقَ, إِسْحَاق, وَيَعْقُوب, وَيَعْقُوب, كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا, each of them we guided, وَنُوحًا, here we go, and before him we guided Nuh, مِنْ قَبْلُ, وَنُوحًا هَدَيْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ, and وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ دَاوُودَ, and among his progeny, Dawood, David, Sulaiman, Ayyub, Yusuf, Joseph, Musa, Harun, وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, thus do we reward the good doers, وَزَكَرِيَّا, وَيَحْيَا, and Isa, and Elias, كُلُّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ, each one of them was of the righteous, وَإِسْمَعِيلَ, وَالْيَسَعَ, وَيُونُسَ, وَلُوطَ, وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, and each one of them we preferred above the alameen of their times. These now are 18. These are 18. There remains Shu'aib, mentioned in the Quran, Salih, Hud, Idris, Dhul-Kifl, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We stop here for the benefits, and inshallah ta'ala we continue the rest of the benefits and the next talk inshallah, because there's still more. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.